It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal Once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to participate in this silsila of Madani channel, Blessings of Quran. In this silsila, inshallah, azza wa jal, we will discuss the ayat number 158 of Surah Al-Baqarah, in which Allah azza wa jal says, Inna as-safa wal marwata min sha'airillah. فَمَنْ حَجَّ الْبَيْتَ أَوِعْتَمَرَ فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِ أَنْ يَطَّوَّفَ بِهِمَا وَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ Translation from Kanzul Iman. Surely, Safa and Marwa are of the symbols of Allah. Then whosoever performs Hajj and Umrah of the sacred house, there is no sin upon him walking between the two of them. And whoever volunteers to do any good, then surely Allah is the most appreciative, all-knowing. This ayah karima is connected with the previous ayat. In the previous ayat, virtues of sabr or patience were mentioned. And in this ayah karima, Safa and Marwa, two mountains or two hills are mentioned. And this is that place whereby Hazrat Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha demonstrated her sabr, her patience. And there's a message that those who are patient and those who make sabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors them with His special mercy. That the place whereby Hazrat Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha was tested, Safa and Marwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave so much honor to that place that it became symbol of Allah azza wa jal. And imagine if the place where a friend of Allah was tested and became so great, and what about that person and personality who was tested? And that is Hazrat Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha. So her status, it is beyond our imagination. Second connection of this ayat with the previous ayat is that it was mentioned that Kaaba became Qibla. And when Kaaba became Qibla, there were many objections from kuffar, from non-believers. And their objections were answered. And in this ayah karima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the misconceptions of Muslims regarding Safa and Marwa. There were certain misconceptions, certain misunderstandings amongst Muslims regarding Safa and Marwa. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed those misconceptions in this ayah kareema. And the third connection of this ayat with the previous ayat is that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Kaaba as Qibla, He said, Wali uttimma ni'mati alaykum, that I have completed my bounty upon you. I have completed my ni'mat upon you. Because running between Safa and Marwa is also the ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, that ni'mat is mentioned in this ayah kareema. Shan-e-Nazul, the reason of revelation of this ayat. In olden times, there was a man whose name was Asaf, and there was a woman, her name was Naila. They touched each other in Kaabatullah with bad intention. Azab of Allah came upon them. And this was a ibrat, this was a lesson for everyone, that both of them became stones. And they were kept on Safa and Marwa. So, Asaf was kept on Safa and Naila was kept on Marwa. So the reason was, when people come for Hajj, for Tawafi Kaaba, so they see at them and they take ibrat, they take lesson. So they do not think of committing a sin at that place. As the time passed, the true teachings were distorted and people started worshipping these two idols, because these were stones. And that continued for a long time. And they used to run between Safa and Marwa, and when they complete one run, they'll touch sometime Asaf, and if they're coming the other side, they'll touch Naila. And Muslims did not like running between Safa and Marwa. They thought it is similarity with idol worshipping or with the idol worshippers. So that was their misconception, that was their misunderstanding. Then this ayah kareema was revealed, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforted the Muslims, and He told them that what you are doing for the raza of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, you are doing for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, so there is nothing wrong with that. And some mufassireen have said that Yahud and Nasara, Jews and Christians, they objected upon Muslims that you claim Tawheed, you claim oneness of Allah Azza wa Jal, but you are worshipping idols, because you're doing the same thing what the worshippers of idols are doing, what the idol worshippers are doing. And in order to answer their objection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this ayah kareema. And it is also possible that people of books, Ahle Kitab, objected upon Muslims, and some doubts were created in the hearts of Muslims. So to remove those doubts and answer the objection of Ahle Kitab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah kareema. So this was the Shan-e-Nazul, this was the reason of revelation of this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about sha'airillah, symbols of Allah, or signs of Allah. Sha'air is jama' or plural of sha'ira or sha'ara, which means a very thin or very small sign or symbol. So everything which is respected with the intention of ibadat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that is called Sha'airullah. or anything which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us to establish as His symbol. That is also from Sha'airullah. So therefore, that place or time or signs which have become symbols of Islam, they all are part of Sha'airullah. For example, Ka'batullah, Arafat, Muzdalifa, Safa, Marwa, Mina, all the mosques, all the masjids, the Qubur and the graves of Awliya Allah. Similarly, Ramadan, Eid, Jum'ah, Adhan, Takbir, Namaz with Jama'at, circumcision, beard, etc. All are from the symbols of Deen, all are Sha'airullah. In this ayah kareemah, there is a very clear message that Safa and Marwa are not only the signs of Allah. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this word with the Jama'a Kathrat. It's a plural which is called Jama'a Kathrat, which denotes on more than 10. And then there's a word min, and min is called min tab'idiyya, which gives the meaning of some or a portion. So from here we understand that there are many Sha'airullah. It's not one or two like Safa and Marwa and Hadi, which is also mentioned in Quran Kareem, an animal which is sent with the intention of making Qurbani for Hajj. That is also called from Sha'airullah, from the symbols and the signs of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So, for some people to think and understand that, you know, Azan or Jama'at or Biyad or Mizarat of Awliya Allah, they're not sign or symbols or from the Sha'air of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, they have misunderstanding in this matter. Okay, the summary of the ayah kareema is that, O Muslims, you should not fear from running between Safa and Marwa thinking that there is similarity with mushrikeen, with idol worshippers. Kuffar have started idol worshipping at that place long after these two places were blessed with the touch of the blessed feet of Waliya of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, Hazrat Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha. So they are signs of Allah, they are symbols of Allah from a very long time. When you come here, you commemorate, you remember the sacrifices of your pious elders. And there are a lot of good and dini activities took place at that area and that part of the world. So their azmat, their izzat, their respect, their dignity is personal. And the filth of idols is temporary. They were brought and kept there. Like for example, in Ka'batullah there used to be many idols in and around Ka'batullah. But its tawaf never stopped. Everyone knew that Kaaba is respected. Its respect is original. Its respect is personal. And its respect is permanent. And presence of idols is temporary. So this misunderstanding which the Muslims had, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed that. That is the reason when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam conquered Makkah. So he destroyed the idols on Safa and Marwa, and he destroyed the idols which were kept in Ka'batullah. So the tawaf of Ka'batullah never stopped. even though the idols were kept there. So there is a understanding that is given to Muslims at that time who had this misunderstanding, that don't worry about the idols which are kept on Safa and Marwa. You did not keep them. It's the mushrikeen who have kept them. They are responsible. And that would not take away the greatness of that place. From here, we understand many Madni flowers. That running between Safa and Marwa in the Hajj and in the Umrah is wajib. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practiced upon it always. So when you leave this part of Umrah or Hajj, which is running between Safa and Marwa, which is called Sa'i, then Dam is wajib, a Qurbani is wajib. And we also learn from this ayat-e kareema that if there are any evils at a sacred place, at a respected place, the izzat or the honor or the dignity of that place will not decrease. And that place would not be eradicated, that place would not be destroyed. So therefore, at the mizars of Buzurganideen, at the blessed graves of Awliya Allah, if anything happens at the time of Urs which is not sanctioned by Sharia, then too there's no permission to go and destroy the mizarat, to go and destroy the gumbads upon the mizarat. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he conquered Makkah, he did not destroy Kaaba because idols were there. What could be more wrong than idol worshipping? But he rather broke idols, he rather removed idols, did not harm Kaaba. It's a clear message to all of us that if place is dignified, if place has a respect from deen and sharia point of view, then if there is something wrong happening in and around that place, remove that wrong. Fight against that evil. Don't harm and destroy that place which is blessed by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and which is elevated in status by our deen, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if there are wrong things happening, for example, if there is music or people are dancing, so music and dance and this type of things, or intermingling of sexes and all that, that's haram on its own. And when this happens at a holy place, then the consequences would be more severe. Like for example, if person commits guna or sin outside the masjid, it's still a guna. But if he commits that guna inside the masjid, then there's a double sin. One is that he has committed the sin, and the second is that he has dishonored that place which should have been honored, which should have been respected. So the attitude must be that if there is an evil happening at a holy place, at a sacred place, we should fight against that evil and try to remove that evil. We should not discourage people from being there and attending those things which have significance in Islam. And also we learn from this ayah kareema that if najais or impermissible things are happening at some place, sunnat would not be left because wrong things are happening. For example, if at the qubur of awliya Allah music is being played. And because of that, we would not leave the ziyarat of the qubur of awliya Allah, because ziyarat qubur is sunnat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like in this ayah kareema, we learn that while the idols were present at Safa and Marwa, sa'i between Safa and Marwa was not stopped. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there is no wrong in making sa'i between Safa and Marwa, even though the idols were kept there. So a path which has been established in Islam, a tariqah which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has established in Islam, we cannot leave that because some evil is happening. Rather, put an effort and stand against that evil and try your level best to remove that evil. And we also learn from this ayah kareema that to establish the sha'air or the symbols of deen is sunnat of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established Safa and Marwa by mentioning their name, so today everybody would look after Safa and Marwa and respect Safa and Marwa, because these are the memories of Buzurgani Deen. These are the memories of pious people. So from here we learn that relics of pious people, tabarrukat of pious people, and their qubur and their roza, mizar, must be looked after. So people can come there and spend time and freshen their faith and freshen their iman. Which actually happens that when you are in the court of a waliullah, you are at the mizar of a friend of Allah, you find a spiritual satisfaction. You find peace there. So there are benefits for Muslims. So whichever place has been established as sign of Allah or symbol of Allah, we should respect that and we should go and visit and establish that place. Also we learn from this ayah kareema that every similarity with kuffar is not haram. For example, if something in its origin is Islamic and afterward kuffar or non-believers have adopted it, so Muslims must not leave that because some kuffars are doing it as well. Like there are some nations who keep full beard and they're not Muslims. And there are many Muslims who shave beard. Now we cannot stop keeping beard because certain kuffar are keeping beard. So here we learn from here, you know, this Madani pearl. There's a difference between ishtiraq and between mushabihat. Ishtiraq is like participating. So there are many people who are doing similar things. They're participating in that. And mushabihat is that when something has been established as a symbol of non-Muslims and you start practicing that. So if that happens, it would be called mushabihat. But if something is originally of Muslims, it started by Islam, started by Muslims, it's part of our deen, and some non-Muslims have started practicing that, and if we do that and we practice that, this would not be regarded as mushabihat or similarity with kuffar. And this we also learn from this ayah kareema. And we also learn that Safa and Marwa are included amongst the symbols and the signs of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, because certain beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jal walked from there. So there is a beautiful Madani pearl, Madani flower to derive, that if for a while friends of Allah stay at a place, for a while, that becomes symbol of Allah. because Hazrat Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha did not stay at that place for a long time. It was just few runs, this way and that way, this way and that way. That became from Sha'air of Allah, from symbols of Allah. Now imagine the qabrs, the graves of awliya Allah, friends of Allah, where their bodies lie. They're not there temporarily. They're not there for an hour or 2 hours or for a day. They are there for a very long time, the whole time of barzakh, till everyone is raised again on the day of judgment. So that place would also be from the signs and the symbols of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And we also learn that a lifeless stone, Safa and Marwa, it's a stone, lifeless, with the barakat and the blessings of the touch of the feet of a waliya of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, became from symbols of Allah, became Sha'airullah. Then imagine the status of the mother of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who kept Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in her stomach for 9 months. Status of Hazrat Halima Sa'diya radiallahu ta'ala anha. Undoubtedly, all these are from Sha'airullah, from the symbols of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So if anyone insults any of these personalities, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, or the mother of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, is indeed disrespecting the symbol of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And we also learn from this ayah kareema that all the mountains are created by Allah Azza wa Jal. And there are a lot of mountains which are very beautiful in this world. You know, mountains in Kashmir are very beautiful. Mountains in Cape Town are very beautiful. But they can't reach the status of Safa and Marwa. Because Safa and Marwa is from Sha'airullah, from the symbols of Allah. So this also tells us that a non-Nabi cannot be equal to Nabi. Even if apparently Nabi also eats, he also drinks, he also sleeps, he also gets married, he also has children, but they cannot be equal. If a foolish person comes and he says, there's a book, you know, written with the pen, and there's a Quran also written with the pen, what's the difference? They both are same. So also a paper and a ink and words and writings, the same things are on the both sides. They both are equal. No, nobody will accept that. They'll say, no, how can a normal book, a fiction, novels, stories, fabrications, you know, can be equal to Quran? How can a non-Nabi be equal to Nabi? So we are not like Anbiya alayhimus salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is be-misal, be-misal, is matchless. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said to Sahaba ikram, Ayyukum misli, who amongst you is like me? And nobody stood up and said, yes, I am. Because Sahaba ikram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they were taught by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They knew the fact. They knew the truth of Islam. So there was complete silence. No answer came. So this is the reality, that we can never be like our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. He is our master and we are his slaves. There are one or two questions on this ayah kareema. We'll deal with them as well. That from the shan-e nuzul, from the reason of revelation of this ayah, we understand that sahaba ikram were not pleased with the sa'i of Safa and Marwa, between running Safa and Marwa. And they used to have many doubts. So this seems that they were not happy with the order of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And not to be pleased with the order of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that is a serious crime. So this is also a misconception and misunderstanding. Na'uzu billah. How can Sahaba-e-Kiram be unhappy and unpleased with the hukm of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal? Sahaba-e-Kiram were those people who would give their lives on the sign of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Just the sign of an eye, not even the finger. They would give their lives. In fact, they did not know at that time that the order has been given to us that we should do sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Or maybe they were not informed yet that there is no problem, because they were doubting because of two idols which were kept there. So they were using their own ijtihad that maybe the order has not come yet, and they are idols and their similarity. So for this reason, they were hesitating and they were having these doubts. But when the order came, then there was no resistance. Then there was complete submission. So there is no really objection on Sahaba-e-Kiram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'een based on this ayah kareema. Also, there is another question, that why Sahaba-e-Kiram became doubtful about the sa'i of Safa and Marwa? Why did they not become doubtful about tawaf of Kaaba? Because they were also idols. I mean, reason is the same. There were two idols and they had doubts. And there were 360 idols. Why did they not have doubt at that place to make tawaf of Kaaba? Its reason is that the greatness of Kaabatullah was established in the hearts of people already. Because tawaf of Kaaba was always an ibadat besides the Hajj and Umrah. That's a permanent mustaqil ibadat on its own. And everyone knew that. Idols were kept in Kaabatullah afterward. Not that the idols were there and then Muslims came and built a building around it and that became Kaaba. No, the Kaaba was there. The idols were kept afterward. So the idols were kept afterward. When Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam built the Kaaba, there were no idols in there. But running between Safa and Marwa was not so apparent upon people. People did not know that running between Safa and Marwa is also an ibadat. And they thought maybe this is an innovation of kuffar. And because Asaf and Naila are kept there, that's why they run between Safa and Marwa. And they think that this is holy place. So it was due to that misunderstanding. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed that misunderstanding, then there was no problem. Also keep in mind, sajda is ibadat on its own. Sajda is ibadat in namaz, no doubt about it. And besides namaz, sajda is also ibadat. Like sajda tilawat, sajda shukr. But qiyam and ruku and qada, they're not ibadat on their own. They're only ibadat when they are done in the namaz, not outside the namaz. So similarly, tawaf of Kaabatullah is ibadat on its own. It's ibadat in Hajj, it's ibadat in Umrah, and it is ibadat on its own as well. But running between Safa and Marwa, or staying in Mina, O Muzdalifa, O Arafat, are only ibadat when they are done in the Hajj or in the Umrah. They're not ibadat separately. So that was the reason that they had no doubts as far as Kaabatullah is concerned. Even though idols were kept there, they were still going and making tawaf of Kaaba. But the situation of Safa and Marwa was different. So therefore, misunderstanding occurred. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this ayah kareema and removed that misunderstanding from Muslims. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we have learnt many beautiful madni pearls from this ayah kareema, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us love and shauk and enthusiasm to learn ilme deen, to learn Quran, to learn hadith-e mubarakah. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah.
It's my plea that the message of the Quran be widely spread. May the flag of Islam become more elevated than the rest.